Yep.
Blog Talk Radio.
This one. Is this Batman? Is this Batman? It feels like Batman. I feel like we're some hard hitting news. Welcome to the visitor section. It's your host, Rack Grimes. Rat Grimes and Dog Smack. Oh, that's our former names, Mike.
Oh.
Rick Lord and Dog Smack. Jim and Matt. Bob Lowe and Rack Grimes.
Oh, someday I hope I get a better name.
You got Dog Smack, Matt, and Rack Grimes. I'm Cuck Lord, Jim, and Bob Lowe.
Just want to suggest to the fans out there of the show, maybe you'd like to provide a name for me.
Let's name Matt.
Matt Irwin.
So edgy around here.
Yeah, I know. The kids just aren't with it.
Oh, Joshua. Oh, man, The Rock is mad at us, man. He heard you talking shit about his show, Ballers.
Did something happen this week?
No.
Okay, well then
I think this show, the visitor section, and Ballers is fading fast.
Nah, that can't be true. I would assume that we were at any point good, and that also goes for Ballers, which has proven not to be good from the very beginning. They've been super consistent about that, Josh.
Mm.
I admire consistency.
You do?
Yeah, totally. Michael Bradley, U.S. soccer star? Very consistent. Idaho Vandals. Consistent. So, yeah. Just throw that out there. Consistency is not a bad thing. Unless it's a really boring TV show.
Can't believe you like money, too. We should hang out.
So, I want to hear your take on that, because you gave me a little bit of crap. Just a little bit of crap.
What crap?
About Brendan Fraser's new HBO series.
Ballers. Brendan Fraser?
Ballers.
I didn't watch this week.
Okay, good, because I didn't either. So what's Rock upset about? Is it that both of us, literally 40%? Yeah, 40% of his audience stopped watching this week?
I think it's funny is how he's gone from 2 million viewers to 1 million viewers to just, now it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Six people.
It's nothing. There's like nothing going on. Right? Like the show just doesn't make me want to watch next week. Like when you see next week's episode, you're just like, yeah, okay, sure.
The best thing about that show is Rob Corddry. And that's not to say that he can carry that show. And it's not to say that I need more Rob Corddry. I don't.
He doesn't carry that show, though.
No, I'm just saying that he's the best thing about that show.
And there's not enough of that show.
But he's co-starring with The Rock. So I'm just saying, Rock, you either need to step
I like The
game.
Rock. Rock, no. You're my homie. But no, this show's not cutting it for me.
No, I'm a John Cena guy. Never going to be a Rock guy.
I don't give a shit about wrestling, so.
It's not even about wrestling. It is strictly about acting.
I have no idea. Football news, Dez Bryant says he'll just stay. He tweeted something, some nouns with hashtags. I don't know. He basically said, I'm going to hold out. He swears on his babies or some shit.
I swear on these babies.
I swear on these dead babies.
You're not getting them back.
Not his dead babies, just dead babies.
Not so I get those bags of pennies, hundreds of thousands of pennies.
Speaking of Cowboys, I got to get a little something off my chest and... It's fucking irritating whenever, let's just say, in Facebook world, you can control who you're around, pretty much. And I have this losing battle with Facebook. I do. Because you get into these stupid conversations with people that are friends with friends, and they're not your friends, so then you hear their stupid takes. Like, they're fucking dumb ass takes. One specifically is this Greg Hardy situation. People, it is not that fucking simple. You can't just, Roger Goodell, he's an idiot. We already know this shit, okay? We know he's an idiot, but you know what? Let's see you do a better job. Go ahead. Let's see it. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. Strap on the commissioner of being this fucking league. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I would love that opportunity.
I know you would.
I would love the opportunity to make $23 million in a year and just do whatever I'm told to do.
McAllister's is not going to run the league. It's just not going to happen. So the guy who works at McAllister's is trying to tell me.
You mean the sandwich place?
Yes, I am.
I was like, did Deuce McAllister get a sweet new job? Nope.
Yeah, at McAllister's. Mm. He, you know, they all have the fucking, they have to have these, every time you get on there, they have to like say, you know, you just don't want to hit a woman. Of course you don't want to hit a woman. No shit. And we don't know what exactly went on during, we know like hearsay, you know, Mike, the Greg Hardy thing. Guns, how he dragged her. Yeah, you can go look that information up. I don't really give a shit. She dropped the charges. The case is dropped. Period. Right? Mm. So legally, where does the leg? I mean, the only thing comparable is Adrian Peterson. And if anybody, and this is what I'm sick of, the McAllister guy behind the counter is trying to tell me that we need to free Josh Gordon because of this Greg Hardy situation and the Tom Brady situation. Like, this is apples and dildos, man. This has nothing to do. One has nothing to do with that. One is a drug policy. The other is a conduct policy.
Yeah,
you have no clue what you're talking about at all. And you can't just start randomly making new shit as you go along. The commissioner doesn't have that power.
Yeah, I think you're right on the Josh Gordon thing. That's clearly a drug issue. The greater question we've been asking for a long time is, what the hell did Justin Blackmon do?
Yeah, and nobody brings that up because nobody gives a shit.
Right, so if you were saying, like, I don't know, Justin Blackmon should have the same thing as, you know, whoever, any random druggie, just fine, whatever. That's actually an argument worth having at this point. But when you try to compare domestic abuse/violence with
smoking marijuana or drinking on an airplane, this shit don't make sense. It don't make sense because you're comparing two incomparable things, you dumbass.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. But I mean, if you want to like look at Ray Rice's, you know, everything that happened during that,
it's Adrian Peterson, right? I'm not a fan anymore. Was not. He beat a kid. He didn't play all year, and now he's going to play. Greg Hardy's in the same situation. Something happened, right?
Yeah.
It's dropped. It's gone. He missed 13 games last year. He went from 10 games to 4. Some are saying, you know, there's no guilt. There's no admission of guilt. The case is dropped. What do you do? He's already missed 13 games. Mike, what do you do? Of course, anything Roger Goodell does, and I hate to be the guy that defends him. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. The arbitrator is the one who reduced it from 10 to 4. It's like,
yeah, I don't
want to. Just people just want to bitch for no fucking reason.
Well, it's that time of year, but it's also, is there a good answer for this, man? I don't know.
Woman, when you hit a woman, man, you just got to suspend them for the year.
Well, it's not that.
Thanks, buddy.
The thing with Greg Hardy was that yes, the charges were dropped because the abusee, the person who was allegedly hit in this, was paid off and. Carolina Panthers were so on board with his suspension, they went ahead and did it anyway, despite there not being a legal
that
case. I'm just saying, after the Ray Rice incident, I think everybody is tiptoeing around this issue. I don't know, man. Does it need to be a policy in the NFL?
Sure.
Or if you beat up ladies or you beat up children or whatever.
I mean, there's going to be a drug policy. There's going to be a conduct policy. We need apparently a domestic violence policy.
Well, I'm just saying, like, are you comfortable as a fan if, I don't know, pick your favorite player and don't say it out loud. They beat their girlfriend senseless and whether or not there's charges. Are you comfortable with that player representing your team?
Well, look at Adrian Peterson, beat a kid. Now, it's still domestic. Mm-hmm. Went way too far, in my opinion. He's going to play.
Well, do you think he should?
I think... I don't even know where you... No. My personal feelings, no. But I don't know where you put that at. Where do you say, like, X games equals punishment?
So I guess what I'm trying to get at, and it's, I'm not doing a very good job at this, is that let's say I beat my spouse. I beat her, and I beat her, and I beat her, and I get arrested.
Because you're a man.
And I lose my job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes on my record.
Would you lose your job?
I could lose my job.
You could, but would you?
It's possible. Mm. Let's just say I do. Let's just go ahead and say it happens.
Okay.
They're not comfortable with what happened. They're not comfortable.
They just straight up fired you.
They just let me go.
Because of that.
They say, hey, sorry, man. You're a felon now, or you've got this arrest record.
Wait. Let's say you don't even get convicted. Let's just say it's dropped.
I don't want to say – I want to say that people get fired all the time for stuff they're not convicted of.
Really?
Literally all the time.
All the time?
You can tell – like – so I'm reading this book. I keep referencing it all on the show. It's by John Ronson. It's called So You've Been Publicly Shamed or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Basically, one of the stories is that there's these two nerds sitting at a tech fest, and they're listening to someone who's going on about dongles, and they make they make a stupid nerd joke,
mm-hmm.
Which is taken out of context by a woman programmer sitting next to them. She tweets it, talks about how she's offended and how, you know, sexism's got to stop, blah, blah, blah. Before they even get back in the office, they've already lost their job.
That's too fast.
It's too fast. You're right. But I'm just saying that you throw in an arrest record, and there's going to be jobs that you are doing right now that you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
So let's say you have an NFL player, comes home, slaps his girlfriend around. Should that player be held to the same standard that a lot of Americans are, that you don't get to do that thing you used to do anymore? You know, you might have to find a shittier job now. Like, would it be out of line to say, hey, Adrian Peterson,
you have to go play in the CFL.
You got to go do this somewhere else, or go sell Chevys or whatever. Like, but you can't play football anymore because we're not comfortable with having you on our team in the face of our franchise. Like, would that be out of line?
No.
So if that's not necessarily out of line, I'm really not in favor of Greg Hardy as a person or a player. After everything that's happened.
But you don't know what happened exactly.
I feel like the Panthers were pretty comfortable with their decision.
I'm pretty bad at being devil's advocate right now. I know. I have an idea what happened.
Yeah.
It's pretty much painted everywhere.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty well documented what happened.
Yes.
In Greg Hardy's case, specifically Greg Hardy's case, or even if you want to rope in Ray Rice into this, I'm okay.
A job. Ray Rice ain't getting no job, man.
I'm okay with them not having a job. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm perfectly all right with it. If he accidentally crashed his car into somebody and somebody died, like, at least there's this cloud of it was an accident, not drunkenly.
Well, that guy came back and played.
Then he fell out of a hot air balloon or something. I don't even remember. Do you remember that guy?
Yes. Dante Stallworth's hair is still on fire from that balloon.
Fast, Josh. He's just so fast.
I don't even. It's like, to me, if you're looking for the moral authority, you can't look at the NFL.
No.
Not the place for your moral authority. This is not the place for you to sit here and draw your line in the sand and say, if I was commissioner, this is what I would do, because God damn it, beating up women is bad. No shit, it's bad. I didn't need a fucking Facebook post for you to fucking make that well known. Yeah. People are fucking stupid.
Well, I think people forget who pays the commissioner. It's not you.
It's the owners.
Yeah, the owners pay this guy. He's going to come down however he wants to, as long as it's in line with the owner's wishes, because those are
people
his boss.
Act like their opinion matters to the NFL. You know, it doesn't matter. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit what you think.
Every year we get closer and closer to this being the WWE.
I know, it is, man. Like, here's the funny part. These people, you know what this speaks? Money talks, right? That's what speaks. You fucking hate the NFL's decisions so much that you still go to their games, you still watch the shit, and you still buy the shit. Yeah, you're really you're something else there, buddy. You're really good in your convictions. Mm-hmm. Like, even though I sit here and say that I'm not a fan of Adrian Peterson, I'm still going to watch this shit. So it's fucking pointless for me to even say it. Even Michael Vick. Nobody boycotted. And yeah, they talked a big game. Nobody really did. Nobody boycotted shit. He still played. Greg Hardy's still going to play. The Cowboys fans are still going to watch it. Cowboys fans are more upset that Dez Bryant is holding out. They don't give a shit about Greg Hardy. As long as he gets a couple sacks, probably six, go from there. It's all for you. The NFLPA is investigating Broncos-Cowboys collusion, Mike. There's collusion going on. Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, people never talk to each other.
No.
No. Agents don't just randomly announce they've signed with people.
People are going to be like, this is damning news.
Yeah, it's not. It's slow. It's what it is. Slow.
Where would you put Demaryius Thomas? Would you put Demaryius Thomas over Dez Bryant? That's absurd, right? Just me even saying that is absurd.
Yeah.
Is Dez Bryant over Megatron?
Megatron 2 years ago or Megatron now?
Does it matter?
Probably not. I don't think so. I think Megatron's better.
Just pay the guys. You know what? You took all the rookie money. All that rookie money that you've been saving the last, I don't know. How many years has it been? Four at least. Right? 4 years? Five maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Owners can afford this shit. I don't want to hear it. You've taken all the rookie money, the rookie salary cap money, and you've done what with it? What have you done with it? Nobody asks that question. Pay the fucking players. They're all worth it. Demaryius Thomas talking about $12 million per year. That's fine. Fuck it. Whatever. Mike Wallace got $12
million. Totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would argue that there's players that aren't worth it, Josh. I don't think Mark Sanchez is worth it. I don't think Geno Smith is worth it.
No.
I don't think Kellen Clemens is worth it. You know, and people have talked about how he's become a very solid backup. And I'm just like, great.
Yeah. Remember, you were asking about who Darrell Washington is, the inside linebacker. Mm. He had a domestic violence arrest as well. He's indefinitely suspended. You know how loosely that word indefinitely means?
Usually means a year.
Well, then it's not indefinitely, then.
It's like a... Like, yeah, it's going to be a year, and then it could be some more. Depends when I get around to it. If your name is Justin Blackman, I forgot completely what we were even talking about.
He's in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That's where Justin Blackman is. He is on a boat probably somewhere in international waters getting waterboarded for whatever he's done. I think he is a international terrorist, apparently.
I like to think that he's... He's in the new hit TV show on HBO. The Brink.
The Brink. Is anybody watching that one?
Yeah, totally watch that. That's way better.
Is it?
So much better. So much better than
all this wide receiver. Where's Julio Jones coming at? He's in a contract year.
Oh, it's going to be a good year for Julio then. Pick him up on your fantasy team. Draft him now.
Because that makes no sense.
No. You always want to get a guy in a contract year. You always want to get a guy after a divorce and in the contract year.
After the divorce, huh?
So,
AJ Green disputes this.
Do your homework. That's the only way you win fantasy football, Josh.
Mm.
Fantasy football is all about homework.
Apparently there was a coach who went apeshit, hit a boy this weekend, told him he was going to murder his family. I feel like a True Detective coming on. Wow, Aaron Cromer, hit a boy over this weekend. It was apparently over some beach chairs. Beach chairs, man.
Well, I'll tell you. I just this Friday, I took a skipped out on the office. I just kind of let Brian do his own devices.
Beach chairs.
And I went to Schlitterbahn. And after being at Schlitterbahn, I totally understand.
You don't take these. Taking those beach chairs.
I can't even tell you how many times I heard that. just walking around Schlitterbahn.
Yeah.
New Braunfels, baby. I'll tell you. It's a different place.
Stephen Hill, remember him? I think that was a first-round draft pick for the Jets. Stephen Hill is expected to compete for the sixth wideout spot for the Panthers.
Ooh. I'm glad to see he got his career back on track.
Yeah, fighting for that sixth spot.
Yeah, well, because, you know, a lot of teams, they try to carry about 42 wide receivers.
I don't see how his name is ever in any relevance ever.
This goes back to our drafting policy. There's some teams who draft for value, and there's some teams who take the best player available. There were a couple years there where the Jets were really set on wide receivers who couldn't close their hands.
Stephen Hill was a first-round pick and is now fighting for the Panthers' sixth wide receiver spot.
Say what you want about the Panthers, but, man, they've got a really strong receiving core once you get past 4 and 5. There's going to be a lot of competition.
6, 7, and 8 is really looking hot.
Ooh, it's tough, man.
I just wanted to get this out of the way. I don't even understand, but Austin Safarian Jenkins was virtually uncoverable during OTAs and minicamps because nobody was covering him. That's why he was virtually uncoverable, because, I don't know, because it's OTAs and minicamps, and really nobody gives a shit. Nice. I just love these fucking news. It's terrible.
So when does the actual football start? Do you know?
I don't know. When Jason Pierre-Paul grows a finger back.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He apparently, was it a firecracker?
I would like to see this firecracker.
I would like to see it, too, because it has blown his fucking finger off.
Did he tape M80s to his hands? Like, I don't understand.
One kid lit firecrackers off his dome and died. One, another one lit firecrackers off his chest. At no point does anyone say, let's step in and go, hey, I don't think that's a good idea. Not one friend, not one.
My dad and I, we used to blow up bricks with M80s. And I'm just saying, I don't know.
They're not that powerful.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, I mean, if you tape them circular. Like,
I wonder if Stephen Jones from the Dallas Cowboys denies these firecrackers. Well, apparently everybody threw a hissy fit because Doug Schefter, Adam Schefter's cousin,
Doug Adam Schefter.
He found in the trash can, probably somewhere, with ESPN. Anyone from ESPN was probably inside that trash can, digging through records. They were all shredded, and then they pieced it together like it was Argo. No, it's not true.
Okay, I was like, good God. Okay, never mind what I told you off air.
No. Apparently, he tweeted out the picture of Jason Pierre-Paul's medical chart. People threw a fucking hissy fit about HIPAA. Because, you know, we all know about these laws.
Yeah, well, if you have a job, you may have gone through some HIPAA training. If you don't have a job or you've never heard of HIPAA, basically how it boils down is people who have your medical information can't share it without your permission. Hence, one of them can't just hand this to Adam Schefter for him to tweet to the world.
If I got to pay a bill, I'm gonna give it to somebody who's giving me cash for it, and then they can turn around and hand it to Doug Schefter.
Yeah, I hope that I don't know. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen that Adam Schefter would necessarily receive this fine, but it would be nice if somebody was to go ahead and take that $250,000 hit that tends to happen when information that gets out that's not supposed to. It's a pretty hefty fine, but I think Schef, he can probably cover it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, Josh. I'm also okay. I'm going to get in front of this. I'm also okay if you told me that Adam Schefter could never play football again. And that he's been suspended from the league.
Oh, mm-hmm. Speaking of suspensions, Roger Goodell's ruling on Tom Brady's Deflategate appeal is coming soon. I never see more news about what's coming soon. I don't understand what it's holding up. What could be said? What is there? Why can't you just say it? I don't understand this stuff. Also, people are upset that a study shows the Cowboys have the best fans in the NFL, Mike. The best.
I would like to know how they measured that.
According to Dallas Morning News, Sports Marketing Analytics 2005 fan equity rankings put Dallas fans atop. Quote, "We focused on using hard data to determine which NFL team had the most avid, engaged, passionate, supportive fans."
Sorry, those are things you can't fucking measure.
Excuse me. Quote, "By hard data, we mean data."
Data. A robot. He looks like a robot.
Actual
fan.
Hold on. By hard data, we mean data. Actual fan behavior. In particular, we are focused on market outcomes like attendance, prices, and revenues. We use 15 years of data on NFL team performance, ticket prices, market populations, median incomes, win-loss records, and multiple other factors. We create statistical models out of box office revenue and see which team over and underperformed the model's predictions. This is a lot of fucking bullshit.
Are poor fans better or rich fans better?
I don't know.
Kind of
a slap in the face.
Yeah, I kind of want to see how this
works. While that feels like which fan base more easily sold to, there's no doubt between the scoreboard and the associated glory hole. This is their words, not mine.
Glory hole
that the Cowboys are a great marketing.
Well, I'm glad that the Cowboys have the most decorated glory hole in all the NFL, but I don't
see it, Josh. I don't understand.
Well painted glory hole.
Wow, can't believe they used that.
God damn.
Well,
this is what the NFL's become, Josh.
It's ridiculous.
It's a big WWC piss fest every week. You know, when we were kids, it was. Meet Curtis Martin. He's got a creepy picture of a rose painted on his wall. And then it would be like, look, it's the human joystick. Dante Hall. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to talk about a kick returner. And that was okay. That was fine. But you know how boxing is? Like, they put two guys and they stand them next to each other and they stare at each other and try not to smile. But they're also trying to look really pissed off at the same time. Like, I feel like that's what we get week in, week out, like before the NFL. It's like we're trying to come up with storylines. Like, John's mom was eaten by a bear and he had to overcome living homeless as a child on the streets of Wisconsin. It's just like, I don't care. I don't care. Because next week it's going to be some other dude. It's just like the guy who won the Super Bowl. I can't even remember his name. I can't.
In video game news, Mike. FIFA 2016 added women. But people are upset that they segregated the stats.
Oh,
because we all know they fucking play together. That's right. When we co-ed teams, the stats need to be together. Because nothing like showing a X female at 46 and a male at 99 or some shit like that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know where you want to gauge that at.
Well, it's funny because I was thinking about this. These are things I think all the time, and I never say them out loud because at some point I just expect that they're going to sound ridiculous. But there were some seasons of Madden where you could play, say, NFL Europe teams against, all pro Packers teams. And you might say that the Scottish Claymores had a huge upset against the Packers all-time team against Rick Freeman in front of the show. Mm. You could say that because it happened and I did it and it was great. But on top of that, I got thinking when I was watching the Women's World Cup, wouldn't it be fun if I could play FIFA and have, you know, the U.S. women's team play against, I don't know, like Hull City or something? How would they do?
Mm.
So are, do you know if they're able to play against men's teams?
I don't know that. That's not confirmed, but I'm pretty sure why not. It's a video game.
Definitely interested in this now, Josh.
But all I do know is that everybody's, you know, it's just like the which bill a woman's going to be on. They add women to a video game and they find something to bitch about.
Well, I'm just telling you, this might be what pushes me over the top. I may have to get a PS4 for this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This was it, Josh.
By the way, turning point. I thought it was Terrell Pryor moving to wide receiver was going to be it for you, but apparently that guy, Terrell Pryor, was getting coached up by Randy Moss and some other guy. I just want to say that I was taught golf by Greg Norman, and I still fucking suck at golf.
Randy Moss told him, be a dick about stuff and run straight.
Hey. He's got more than one route.
Your route tree is one.
It's a fucking nine, man.
All you need is
man, I can't wait for this season to start so everybody shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, Josh. You already told me this.
No, it's not.
You told me Ballers has to be good. The official show of America.
I think somebody died.
In Ballers?
No.
Oh.
Stabler died. Everybody's giving their salute. We give here at Visitor Section to salute to you, Stabler. You were kind of like a generation ahead of us. We really didn't have much time together.
Yeah, we really didn't. I think I saw you on TV sometimes.
Yeah.
I will miss you.
Pretty much about it. That's pretty much all we're probably going to say. Andy Dalton hears boos at celebrity softball game in Cincinnati.
It was weird.
The overall consensus of Andy Dalton is not very good.
Well, I thought it was interesting because there was nobody at that softball game. There were no fans there, and there were no players, and it was actually all in Andy's head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just got this. Adam Schefter says, Doug Schefter said he could and should have done more before posting the Jason Pierre-Paul medical records.
Like he should have got more of them? Like he could have got more of them?
No, I just think if we would have found out anyway without posting that. You know what I mean? Like he could have just tweeted, Jason Pierre-Paul lost a finger per sources and not tweet the fucking chart thing.
Well, totally.
It just didn't matter.
Or we could just wait until JPP shows up to play.
Without a finger.
Missing a finger. I would say either one of these things would have been appropriate.
Well, remember we were talking about, you know, doing something and maybe getting fired? Well, Fox Sports, because, you know, they're really good at sports, indefinitely suspends Donovan McNabb. Now, the word indefinitely, again, Mike's tapped it at a year.
Whether or not I feel like I'm okay with you coming back.
Yes.
Or I forgot what you did. That's also...
Well, he drove drunk for like the... I don't even know how many time in Arizona. So...
What's he doing in Arizona?
I don't even know what Donovan McNabb does. I feel like it's hanging out with Warren Sapp.
I feel like he just rolls around New York and bitches about Syracuse and then apparently rolls down to AZ to get his drink on.
Mm.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. Just don't drive drunk. There's Uber. There's like a Lyft app. You can walk places. That's surprising to some people.
Walking.
There's still this thing called a taxi.
Walking.
I know. I know. It's crazy.
What is that?
It's dangerous these days, Josh. You can't go walking. Mm-mm.
Can't even sit down in a shoulder bond, apparently.
Oh, well, it's a different issue.
That will kill your family.
Hey, if you had to wait 2 hours for a fucking water slide.
I feel that, man.
Family fun for all.
Yeah. So, did you get to see Terminator yet?
Mm-mm. I have a... After my fourth time of trying to see this movie... I was given an opportunity.
It's not
to see,
that bad.
Given an opportunity to see it tomorrow in IMAX, I believe in 3D, for free. And I'm not sure I'm going to do it, Josh.
Why not? It's free.
Why is that an okay? Like, people keep saying that. Like, well, I didn't want to see it with you, but now it's free.
Because there's no investment.
Yeah, okay, but I was going to pay them to go with me the first time. And you know what I was told?
No.
You know, yeah, I'll go with you, but I'll probably just be on my phone the whole time.
Oh, that's terrible.
Which I just said, no, don't worry about it. First of all, I don't want to pay for that. That's a shitty experience. And two, it's okay. It's okay. I'll see it some other time. Now you changed your tune because it's free?
Mm. Mike, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What are your views of the John Oliver thing?
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Like the host on that HBO show where he talks about things.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do.
Yeah, I think I saw an episode one time. Is there something specific that happened?
No. I just feel like a lot of people are taking on, like says he speaks the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, granted, it's good to research stuff, you know, but I don't necessarily, I agree with most of the things that he said. Apparently he blew out, you know, like publicly funded stadiums, which is easy to do. Fuck, we've known it since hell, God knows how long. It's not like he's, you know, it's not like he's removed. We found the holy grail of information here. He's not saying anything like it's outright like, holy shit, we didn't know this. You know, so what I find interesting is people act like he's the only one doing this kind of shit. It's like, you can really look anywhere to find this stuff. I'm not trying to knock it. I'm sure it's presented well. I've watched one show and I was like, okay, I get it. It's like Keith Olbermann, but on HBO, and he's really got some fucking British point, you know, he sounds really cool and all that shit. Yeah, but I just think it's just one person's point of view. It isn't really, again, it's point of view.
Yeah, I think you sound pretty cool too, bro.
why is it like everybody trusts people that are British or something? I think that's what it is.
So we just need to go overseas.
Yeah, apparently. I wonder if it's reverse. If
I don't think
overseas, do they listen to us more because we're American?
Have you ever heard like a British person or someone from Australia do an American accent?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the movies.
Well, I mean, to us, it's weird because it doesn't sound like anything.
Right.
We're just like, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think it goes the other way?
Probably.
I think if we pretended, if we did our accents British or whatever, English, whatever, like, I don't know, they could easily spot a fake.
Yeah,
we're just like, uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
That guy's American, I guess.
I bet if you took John Oliver and you played him in Britain, like, people are just like, uh-huh. Okay. Or the equivalent of, which is probably like oi or something.
Yeah. Yes. So that's kind of where I'm at about that. I just don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. I
think you should call him out. I think you should challenge him.
Let's call Showtime.
Let's make this official.
Look, Showtime. You need Americans.
You need two of them.
Your shit is like lagging bad. Your shows are terrible. We need to get some better shows on here.
Yeah.
You don't have Game of Thrones. You don't have shit. The only thing you got is Homeland, and even that's like borderline subpar.
Yeah, it's pretty played out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, where are you going with this? Where's the story arc going?
It's not. It's on a barn. It's on a farm somewhere. Yeah, that's where we come in, Josh. We change things for Showtime.
Woo,
turn it around.
There it is. Hire us, Showtime.
We actually get two shows. We get one show on Showtime, and we get one show on USA, which is a light drama with a little bit of humor.
I think we would get a nice, solid fan base of anything USA.
God.
We would bring back Up All Night.
I love how every show in USA looks like it's a USA show. I don't know if they all have the same camera. But
it's the cinematography.
They just recycle it from show to show. They all have the same writers. It's amazing. And I want to be part of it. I want to be part of it, USA.
I want to see how this process works.
From the inside.
Yes. I really, really, really do. How do they, like, get it to go to print?
I don't know. It just all looks so glossy.
It is very glossy.
It's kind of pretty.
From the days of night stockings.
Yeah, if it's a thing. If you told me this was a Denny's menu, yeah, I'd believe you. It does look delicious.
Unfortunately. Baconator? Why not?
Yeah, that food looks pretty good on that menu, but when you actually sit around and take the time to order it.
Yeah, because going to Wendy's to get a baked potato sounds delicious.
Get a cup of chili.
So goddamn awful.
Josh, before we go.
What are you eating to lunch today? Well, a cup of chili from Wendy's and a baked potato. Jesus Christ.
It's like 105 degrees outside.
Hate yourself so much.
So before we go, I do have some important question to ask you.
I don't know if I'm going to answer it right.
I've got two, actually. What is your opinion of...
One.
I changed my mind.
Right, two. America.
So first thing, Hardee's has released a...
Hardee's is still around?
Okay, Hardee's, Carl's Jr. Okay, released a breakfast sandwich thing. It's basically like a pork chop on a bun.
Oh my God.
How do you feel about that?
I don't really like any of that stuff, man.
Okay, so...
It's really gross food.
Before you...
I don't even know how you call it food.
So they've also released, this is my second question, they've also released a hamburger that has a sliced hot dog and some potato chips.
Somebody's really high, Morgan. A hot dog? I can't eat hot dogs.
Hot dog, potato chips, and an actual big-ass hamburger.
Jesus Christ.
All in a
bun. It was like they said, what doesn't Josh like? Well, let's got the hot dogs, that's covered well. Potato chips, not really a potato chip kind of guy. Tortilla chips I can deal with, but not potato chips. I like the kettle corn sometimes. Whatever, kettle chips.
Don't give them ideas. Don't give them ideas.
This is true. But you put all that shit on a burger, it does not sound good. None of those sound good.
Now, not to go back to Wendy's, but I feel like it was Wendy's who probably 6 months ago, you were able to order a big-ass hamburger and they would put it... They would put it on a pretzel bun?
God. The pretzel bun is not good.
It's like really double down on the health factor there.
It's like, our bread here is just so sweet. You know that? It's like fucking donuts these days. So when they say pretzels, like two donuts with salt on them. It's really bad for us, man. We're going to die.
I know a place here in Austin that you can... You can get whatever you want on a donut. You can get a hamburger, get a piece of chicken. They use donuts in the place.
You know I love Austin, and they have, like, some great creative shit there.
Uh-huh. They also have a bunch of stupid shit, so let's be very honest
be
with one another.
Fair.
To be fair.
We're getting a little crazy.
Yeah. It's gotten out of hand. We're never going to get on Showtime or USA like this.
We're destroyed. Oh, by the way, I just wanted you to know that they are creating solaces or whatever the fuck it's called. Salas.
Salalases.
Salaces.
Yeah, it's back. No, it's back.
No, so, they're creating, they're opening a new
fucking. No.
It's by Jones Seed, Mike.
No. So the trick is, Josh.
There's a trick to this?
We're going to have to get behind the scenes. I'm going to have to get, like, Mom of the Show on or something.
Like, so they can serve me more gray meat? It's like they just put it in a pot and steam it.
Well, you know, some people like that shit. And the cheese dip
it's
is
gray, inside. Mike. It's gray meat. This isn't even browned.
Well, so currently, Solaces is called something else because there was a as I understand it, there was a crazy old woman who got really crazy and decided that no one can have Solaces anymore. And they like had a split in the family, and so. The dude who, like, actually cooked Solaces and all the people who worked there went and started their own restaurant that apparently seats about 14 people.
So I'm going to stay away from that.
In a metal shed. But meanwhile, there's also the name Solace
yeah.
is,
Or Salas.
Salasis.
Whatever. Fuck, I don't know.
That they keep the name, the logo, everything like that.
And so people go there just for the name and the logo.
They think that they're eating at Salas's, but they're actually just eating at Salas's.
So
they're
it
not
could,
eating at...
So it could be better.
It could be... Well, no, that's unlikely.
It could be better.
If you want the traditional seasoning...
Gray taco.
Of Salas's.
You want a gray taco with vinegar in it.
Dude, don't knock the vinegar. I'm so sick of this shit.
You act like the vinegar is homemade. It's fucking vinegar, man.
No.
This is like vinegar you could buy at the store. Oh, my God. This is like the Bianco argument. The health dressing, it's fucking Italian. That's all it is.
You can say whatever you want about Bianco.
This
shit
dead
was whack.
Gone anyway.
But... Salas's.
Is that what it's called?
No, Salas.
Figure it out.
Salas's. When I'm back in Lawton,
yeah,
you, me, Brian, we're going to go to, we'll call it Rick's Taco Shack. I don't even know what it's called.
I think it's Danny's or something.
Rick Dan's Taco Shack over on 47th and Lee. It's not there. That's something else. We'll go there. And then we'll go to... What right. They call Solaces.
Okay.
We'll go there.
Okay, I'm down with that. I'm all for this happening.
We'll have a challenge. We have a special episode of the visitor section.
About maybe we should just get it to go
and
then eat it there.
We would need to order. We'd need to find a place that was equidistant from each location.
Okay, so
probably my
temperatures,
mom's house.
Yes, your mom's house is actually
the center of the universe.
The center.
Dan Mullen's Nissan. That's where we do it.
Maybe we can get some sponsorships. I'm sure we could. We could sell some cars while we're there. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Mike, superhero movies galore coming out. Galore. Mm-hmm. Excited. I'm excited.
Oh, you're excited about that Ant-Man. Ooh, that
no,
Ant-Man.
No, I'm not excited about anything Marvel. Except
oh, he's so tiny. Oh, he's so big. Oh, he's so tiny.
I can't get anything non-adult, I'm just not feeling. So anything Marvel, except for Deadpool, pretty cool.
Then what else is there? I've only seen Ant-Man.
Well, there's, you know, the new Batman, which I hate. I wish they'd change the name. Batman versus Superman. Then there's the Suicide Squad trailers that are out. So DC's coming up, Mike. Their time to carry the torch.
It's their turn.
Their turn.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people come up the bat and they're still not good at
it. And on deck.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. The ninth batter has to get an opportunity to swing his bat. Yeah. It has to happen. That's just the rules of baseball, Josh.
Well, there's not much going on this offseason besides all the crap that you said in the NFL. Video games, well, they're coming. They're coming probably next year.
We'll get around to making one. Visitor section versus the world. It's sort of like Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Yeah.
But it's visitor section. You can play as Brian. He's unlockable. That's pretty cool.
No, we're going to sell Brian as a DLC. For $2.99, you can get Brian. And then for like a dollar, for 99 cents, you can get different costumes for Brian.
Get like 16 different skins for him?
Yes, 16. They're all going to be 99 cents plus tax.
Yeah. People think he's walking backwards, but that's just how he walks.
Oh, man.
I want some sweetbread now.
Ugh.
Like those Hawaiian rolls? Oh, man.
Diabetes in a bun. Would you like diabetes? Well, then have these Hawaiian rolls.
Why do people keep saying this to me?
What?
That's just about this Hawaiian roll thing.
It's totally sugar, man.
Oh, so good. So good. I hit your lips.
It
the
is,
other day, I found... Because in Austin, they will sell food that is going bad. They will sell it like
Gotta love that.
They were like, $5 off, take it out of here. And I bought like a 16-ounce big old round Hawaiian roll.
Big ass drink.
Ate the whole thing, Josh.
Wow, that's really gross.
You are hookers.